She has these eyes. Sometimes they take me so far away, I think maybe I won't be coming back. I sing a dipshit Bobby Sherman song to her in Miss Teresa's third period senior's history class. Julie, 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 do you love me? Sing it to her from across the aisle when Mr. Reese has his back turned to bust her ass, so she'll pay attention to me. Sometimes she scowls. Today, her face goes funny when I do it. Mr. Reese is making a list on the blackboard, all the different ways the Gestapo tortured prisoners during the war. He's really getting into it. He's got like 7 or 8 things chalked up there. I'm singing to her low, looking sideways to my left. She gives me this look, picks up her books, walks out of the room. Mr. Reese whips around, jabbing his finger at her as she passes through the doorway. Miss Nader, Miss Nader, get back in here. She's gone. He drops the chalk, bends over to retrieve it. I think, what the hell? Get up and follow her. Hear Mr. Reese yelling as I hit the hallway. Julie's just disappearing around the corner. I catch up with her on the third floor landing. Then we're out on the fire escape, sitting facing each other, her with her back to the red brick wall, me up against the wrought iron railing. I'm in a shitload of trouble anyway, so I light up. She reaches over, slips a cigarette through my fingers, takes a deep drag. I light another, draw in the smoke. Tastes so good sitting out here in the cold, clear air. Autumn and the wind's picking up. She has this look on her face. She has this look like the end of the world, overpowering and peaceful at the same time. I try to speak, but her eyes paralyze me. I just sit there and look into them, smoke dribbling through my lips as the wind washes against the brick wall. And the thing is, I never can figure out exactly what color they are. Green or gray or pale blue. Just can't say for sure. All I know is they have me nailed there up against the wrought iron railing and I can't look away. Don't want to look away. Do you love me, Banks? She asks. Huh? Do you love me? She knows the answer. I've been in love with her since I was 10 years old. Always try to act cool about it, make like it's no big thing. But she knows. The words won't come, so I just nod slowly. Really? She regards the glowing tip of her cigarette, looks into my eyes again. You really love me, Tony? You know I do. Why? I laugh. Why, that's some fucking question. Why do you love me? You don't even know me, really. Shake my head. I don't know. All the reasons in the world, I guess. I don't know. With thumb and middle finger, she flicks the cigarette butt over my shoulder and down to the ground below. I watch it fall through the grating, trailing sparks. Look back up. The eyes snare me again. I'm pregnant. Her voice is flat. Oh, it's the best I can do. Am I the father? Since we've never fucked, I don't think so. Ah, so that's how it works. She laughs, but it's laughter threatening tears. Move over, put my arm around her. She leans into me. We watch the wind screw around with the leaves. Now she's crying very soft. Hand her a handkerchief. We'll get through it, I murmur. We? She snorts, blows her nose, wipes the wet from her cheeks. You really are a dumb fucker, aren't you? Yeah, I know. It's not a strength. She gets to her feet, stuffs the handkerchief into my pocket, kisses the top of my head. Thanks, Banks. Don't tell anyone, okay? I nod, looking up at her. She goes inside. Sit there in the cold sunlight, watch the wind screw out with the leaves. Just sit there for a while.